Okay, Marcel, Tortuga Sports Inquirer here with Georgia State Volleyball head coach Sally Pohamus. Rough two matches on the road in Texas this past weekend on November 14th against Texas State and Texas Arlington on November 16th. Two losses, but what can you take from those as you prepare for your final two home matches coming up this week?
Really limiting our unforced errors. At the beginning of the season, that was a major problem for us, and that cost us a lot of matches in the pre-conference section. And as we became more disciplined and our play began to rise, our volleyball IQ, we really lowered our unforced errors, our missed serves, our ball handling errors, our aced, you know, reception errors type errors. And we just did not handle those situations well this weekend. We gave away around 7 points a set for that. And you can't win against strong teams like Texas State and Arlington, giving them 7 points out of the gate.
And right now, the team is currently in seventh in the Sun Belt standings. Top eight teams make the tournament, so you're facing a lot of pressure these final two matches. How's the team holding up with that pressure and that added incentive heading into these matches?
Well, after this weekend, they understand that every point matters, and they're more on the excitement side of having an opportunity to play at home and face App State that beat us in three at the very beginning of the season, and we're a much different team now than when we originally faced them. And, you know, then playing Troy, which that was a three-set match, but it was a very close three-set match at Troy. And so both of these schools are great competitors, and we're ready to rise to the occasion. This last weekend pointed out and exposed us in a lot of areas that we can fix in our gym. And so they're very excited to get in the practice gym, focus on our technique, being disciplined, and communication.
Yeah, interesting, because on Friday, November 21st, you faced Troy, who right now is last place in the standings and have struggled on the court. Is that difficult as far as preparing the team for, because I mean, they can see the stands and they can see the struggles that they've had. Is it difficult to motivate the team? Do you use a different approach when facing a team that on paper looks like they may have struggles against you?
Yes. Well, it's really important that our players understand that every match is a new match, and that a record does not create a team to win or lose. You know, that match is played in that arena at that moment. And you look at Troy and Louisiana Monroe, both very good teams that have taken teams to four and five sets, lost by 2 points in different sets. And, you know, Monroe just beat the number four team in the conference last week. And so you just never know. You've got to bring your A game against everyone. We always talk about that every opponent is a worthy competitor, and that you can't play a jersey. You've got to play to better your game every match.
Right, and these last two home matches also brings the end of the home careers for two of your players, Andrea Book and Andrea
Azell,
yes. How have they contributed to the program? I mean, this is your first year here. How have they contributed to the program on and off the court for the Panthers?
Well, for sure, Andrea Book, leadership-wise, has really stepped up her senior year, filled some roles for us, very conscientious. She is a great communicator for the program, understanding the direction the program wants to go, is on board, you know, just whatever she can do on the court, off the court as a leader, she has done a fantastic job. And both of them have different roles in the match. Drea Azell, she is a middle/right side, and so she fills roles for us in both of those positions, is coming off the bench for us. And Book is our starting right side, who has really grown her game from last spring to this fall and worked very hard this summer to win that starting position.
Good. And lastly, since it is your two last home games here at Georgia State for this year, how's it gone overall? Have the fans received you, the program? Have received a good reception here?
It is. The fans, you know, especially our students, have done a great job of coming out and supporting us, the local grade schools and elementary schools have done a nice job of supporting. We really wanted to connect with the community and the student life here, and we felt like we've done that. Now this is, we're just doing the foundation work. We can't wait to continue to build these relationships and you know, really get our players' names out there. They're such strong females, academically, character-driven, community service, that we're so proud of who they are.